Warning, this show may be highly arousing and distracting. Listener discretion advised.
Turn the lights low, slip beneath the covers, and escape with me into the world of forbidden desires. I'm Mistress Wicked Ashlyn, and I'll be telling you a story designed to ignite your passions. Let my voice be your guide on a journey of pleasure where fantasies become reality, at least for tonight. Extraordinary Emily by Daphne 123. Back in her university days, she was the total orchestra geek, always reserved, quiet, and introverted. When she wasn't playing her flute, she usually had her nose in a book while drinking a mug of hot tea and stroking her pussy. Her pet cat, that is. Now, in her mid-20s, Emily had a small apartment in the big city and a career as the principal flutist in a local symphony orchestra. That's where Emily and I met. I was a horn player who sat behind Emily in rehearsals. From the first time we said hello to each other, I knew I wanted to put my dick inside her. Emily had soft brunette hair that went down past her shoulders, gorgeous blue eyes, and a lovely shy smile. She always dressed conservatively, but even though her modest tops, her breasts looked perky and full. Her rear was curvy, but not overly big, and her voice was gentle. Not to mention she was a heck of a flutist. Oh, the first few weeks of the season, Emily and I would go for coffee after rehearsal and just chat. She was shy, but she really opened up to me when it was just the two of us. Like most introverted people, she felt more comfortable interacting one-on-one rather than in a large group setting. We had marvelous conversations about art, music, culture, books, travel, and of course, Oliver, her calico cat that she had at her apartment. Emily was very intellectual and a great conversationalist. It was a huge turn-on for me to learn that this lovely girl with the shy smile also had a beautiful mind. It made me wonder what it would be like to fuck her. Sometimes the quiet ones can turn out to be really freaky once you get their clothes off. One Saturday evening after a performance, Emily and I went out for drinks at a wine bar down the street from the concert hall. It was a very posh place downtown, but both Emily and I were wearing concert attire, so we fit right in with the upper crust crowd. I admit, I look great in a formal tuxedo, but Emily was absolutely gorgeous in her long black satin dress and high heels. She positively glittered with elegance and flashed me with a really cute smile when I held her chair for her as she sat down. As we talked and sipped champagne together, Emily's blue eyes sparkled, totally captivating my attention. Her shy smile and soft voice turned me on so much that my cock was hard as steel inside my trousers. We talked for hours. Not realizing how much time had passed and how much wine we had consumed, I had a decent tolerance to alcohol, but Emily was getting a little tipsy. Being the gentleman, I offered to drive Emily back to her place so she didn't have to call a taxi. She accepted, and we headed to her apartment. During the ride to her place, our conversation got a little more flirty. I loved making Emily giggle. That cute, shy smile of hers was so sexy. She even stroked my arm playfully a few times like she was petting her cat. When we arrived, I went around to Emily's side of the car and took her hand to help her out of the seat in that lovely dress and heels. Intending to only walk her to her door, Emily put her key in the lock and glanced at me. "Thanks for taking me home." "That was very sweet of you," Emily cocked her head to one side and smiled shyly. "Come in for a coffee?" "Sure," I said, following her through the entrance. Emily tossed her keys into a bowl by the door and set her flute case down on a side table. I caught a glimpse of Oliver the cat as he scurried off to the bedroom upon seeing someone he didn't recognize enter the apartment. "Make yourself at home," Emily said as she walked into the kitchen area to make the coffee. As I sat down on her sofa, I glanced around at the decor. Emily had simple but lovely furniture, a very soft couch with lots of pillows, a music stand in the corner, and several shelves full of books. What caught my attention, however, was the cat motif Emily had all over the apartment. There were cute cat figurines on the shelves, pictures of adorable kittens on the wall, cartoon cats printed on her pillows, and even kittens on her drink coasters. "Wow, you are really into cats," I said as Emily walked over to me, setting down a tray with two mugs of coffee, mugs that had the word meow printed on the side in a script font. Emily gave me a slightly embarrassed look. "Sorry, it is a little overboard, isn't it?" "It's okay," I smiled, taking a sip of coffee. "It's cute." Emily smiled, adding extra milk to her drink and sipping it. "Well, it's a little more than just me being into cats," she said cautiously, the wine having lowered her inhibitions enough to feel like she could confide in me. "What do you mean, more?" I asked between sips. "Well," Emily took another sip and placed her mug back on the tray. "It's a little, unusual." "Oh?" My interest was really piqued. "My God, I can't believe I'm telling you this," Emily said, putting her hand to her forehead in embarrassment. "It's okay," I set my mug down and took her hand. "You can tell me." Emily took a deep breath, her full breast heaving through her dress. Promise you won't freak out? I promise. Okay, here goes. Emily braced herself. I have a tendency to get really turned on by role-playing as a cat. Really? I raised an eyebrow. Emily nodded as if it was a confessional. I've chased away more than one boyfriend by admitting it to them. I didn't say anything as I took in everything she was telling me. Do you think any less of me? Emily asked with timid eyes. No, not at all, I was quick to answer. It was just something I hadn't expected to hear from you this evening. Emily breathed a sigh of relief. Oh, thank goodness. I didn't want to freak you out too. I really like you. I reached up and gently caressed her cheek, brushing a lock of her gorgeous, silky hair aside. I like you too, I admitted. In truth, knowing this about you is actually kind of hot. Emily's blue eyes lit up like a schoolgirl who had just found out the boy she liked was into her as well. I took her hands in mine. Are you sure you're okay? Emily decided to go for all or nothing. Well, there is something that I need. That is, if you're willing, Emily said nervously, hoping she wouldn't push me over the edge with what she's about to say. What's that? I asked. Emily's voice was as soft as a whisper. I need an owner. My heart skipped a beat as Emily leaned forward and gently kissed me with her soft lips. When she pulled back, we stared into each other's eyes. Emily bit her lip gently, wondering if she had just gone too far, or if she even cared. In seconds, the flutist pounced on me and began smothering me with deep, passionate kisses. She sighed with her lips locked on mine, as if all of her balled-up sensuality had been suddenly released. My God, Emily, I talked softly between our kisses. You are really into this, aren't you? Emily smiled and nodded as she parted her lips, allowing our tongues to explore each other's warm, moist mouths. I sigh. Do you actually dress like a cat? Emily giggled and nodded. A little. I have an Alice bin with kitten ears and a neck choker with a little silver bell attached. My cock was rock hard. Do you want to see them? Emily asked, pulling out of our makeout session. I have a better idea, I replied, placing my hand gently under her chin. I want to see you wearing them. Emily smiled shyly again, then stood up. Okay, be right back, she said excitedly, her heels clicking on the floor as she hurried off to her bedroom. Still floored by what was happening, I gulped the rest of my coffee and waited on the sofa, full of anticipation as to what Emily would do next. After a few minutes, I heard Emily's voice coming from her bedroom. Ready? Come on out, I answered. Emily peeked her head around the doorframe and smiled cutely. Are you sure? Definitely. Taking a deep breath, Emily stepped out from behind the wall and stood in the doorframe. My jaw hit the floor as I took in the sight before me. Emily had taken off her concert dress and put on a black pullover half shirt that showed off her midriff and stopped just below her breasts. From the waist down, Emily was completely bare except for a pair of black lace panties and her black high heels. On top of her head was an Alice bin with black kitten ears attached. Around Emily's neck was a simple black leather choker with a small silver bell dangling from a tiny metal ring. Oh, my, I stammered. The eye candy standing before me was a complete change from the shy, reserved, professional symphony player I had gotten to know over the past few months. Meow, Emily said, flashing her naughty smile as she strutted over and sat down on the couch beside me, her bell ringing softly as she moved. What do you think? Emily asked, gesturing to her ensemble. Wow, I swallowed hard. Emily, you look unbelievably sexy. Her shy smile returned, this time blushing slightly. Really? I insisted. You look amazing. Emily moistened her lips and leaned closer. So tell me, Emily whispered into my ear, would you like me to be your pet? Oh God, yes, I answered immediately, more than anything. Shh, Emily interrupted, placing her fingertips gently on my lips. Make love to your little sex kitten. Emily closed her eyes, parting her lips as she leaned in to kiss me. I treasured the moment as we began, passionately making out with each other, the soft jingling of her silver bell, the only sound as we traveled together into our own private world. After several minutes of really hot sensual kissing, Emily started to get more into character. Using her tongue, Emily began licking all over my face like a kitten, bonding with its partner. Oh fuck, I sigh. Emily's expert tongue lapping away, smothering my face with her warm, moist infections. Damn, it was hot. Watching this girl in her kitten ears and collar pretending to be a horny little kitty was a massive turn on. Then Emily got on all fours next to me on the sofa and began nuzzling her body up against mine, rubbing her hair and face all over my clothes as if she was trying to leave her scent on me. What made me shudder in pleasure, though, was when this gorgeous, intellectual symphony musician began to purr softly in my ear while attacking my sensitive lobes with her tongue. Holy fuck, Emily. I was almost begging as the sensations overtook me. That is driving me fucking insane. Oh God, keep doing that. I could feel Emily smile in satisfaction, knowing that she was reducing me to a withering heap. Her long, silky hair caressed and tickled my face and neck as she led an all-out assault on my nervous system. Oh my fucking God. I trembled and convulsed involuntarily as every single nerve in my body tingled. Emily didn't let up either. My entire body locked into the pleasure as she licked and purred and blew softly in my ear. Oh God, Emily, I was begging. Please, I can't take it. Oh, please. Finally, Emily backed off, releasing me from the pleasure torture. She wasn't done with me though. Emily whipped her hair back and flashed a naughty smile as she grabbed my cock through my trousers. Did my kitten find a new toy to play with, I asked. Purr. Emily's motor really got running when she heard me start to get into the role playing as well. Climbing down from the sofa onto the floor, Emily got on her knees in front of me and carefully unzipped my trousers, all the while pretending to be curious about what it was she would find. My cock was so unbelievably hard already and sprang from my boxers immediately as Emily pulled them down. Emily stared at my large shaft, tilting her head to the side with a look of curiosity. It was such a huge turn on for me to watch someone with an IQ of 140 on her knees in front of me, totally committed to this kitten roleplay. Did that make her the freak or me? I didn't know, and at that moment, I didn't care. Just then, Emily began batting gently at my hard shaft with her dainty hands, like a kitten playing with a ball of string. Emily, I asked. Emily looked up at me with her big blue eyes. Meow, she said, tilting her head to one side. That's not a toy, Emily explained, playing along. You're supposed to take it in your mouth and suck on it. Emily pretended to be confused for a moment, then looking up at me for approval, she began lapping at the tip of my cock in short, rapid licks, nuzzling her head against my shaft and allowing her silky hair to caress my member. Go ahead, kitty, I said to her. Take the whole thing in your mouth. Meow, Emily acknowledged, keeping her eyes locked on mine. Emily parted her soft, moist lips and enveloped my cock with her warmth. I gasped in pleasure as she took the entire length of my shaft into her mouth. Emily purred as she began to bob her head back and forth on my cock in long, rapid pulls. Yes, that's a good pussy, I said, scratching the back of Emily's head as she sucked and sucked and sucked on my cock. Her mouth was warm, so wet. It felt amazing to have this beautiful woman on her knees in front of me, dressed as my sex kitten, and looking up at me submissively with her gorgeous blue eyes while sucking my dick. Oh my God, Em, that feels so good, I sigh in total bliss. Emily took her time, her amazing oral techniques just enough to keep me on the edge, but without making me come. She would bob up and down, giving me a few fast pulls, and then immediately slow her pace. She would swirl her tongue around the sensitive head of my cock, applying the most amazing suction as I begged her to finish me off, only to have her back off and then run her tongue up and down the side of my shaft instead as a wonderfully cruel tease. This was a girl who knew exactly how to drive a guy insane while sucking him off. Oh, fuck, Em. Just when I thought she would send me over the edge, Emily opened her mouth and let go of my shaft. It was so ready to come. It was throbbing before our eyes. Please, Em, I begged shamelessly. Please finish me off. Emily flashed her naughty smile and shook her head no. I laid my head back and looked up to the ceiling. Oh, you bitch, Emily. For heaven's sake, let me come. Emily's smile broadened as she shook her head again and began crawling back up onto the sofa. She was absolutely loving doing this to me, and she wasn't about to stop. Emily slid her soft hands under the sides of her black panties, slowly gliding them over the curves of her amazing ass and down her shapely legs. We both glanced at her beautiful, smooth pussy. Oh, Emily almost gasped. Then straddling my cock to line up my shaft with the entrance of her labia, the shy, intellectual professional musician looked at me with her gorgeous blue eyes and said two words I never thought would come out of her mouth. Fuck pussy. Oh my fucking God. I felt the entrance to Emily's beautiful love canal open and accept my cock as she slowly lowered herself onto my unbelievably hard shaft. Fuck pussy. Fuck pussy, Emily said over and over, almost like mantra, as she felt my stiff cock slowly impelling her, tunneling into her warm, wet depths. Ah, oh, Emily cried out with her bare ass settle on my lap and the full length of my shaft came to rest inside her. It felt amazing just to have my cock enveloped by her gorgeous white pussy, gripping it from all sides at once. Emily leaned forward and placed her hands on my shoulders, staring me down like a wild little animal. Fuck me, sex kitten, I ordered her. Meow, meow. Emily began pumping her hips up and down, riding my sensitive cock, her breast bouncing beautifully underneath her top. Aw, Emily gasped as each thrust of my cock went hard and deep inside her. I pounded Emily over and over again, and she responded, riding my shaft like the horny kitten she was. It was a real turn-on to watch her hump my cock in her kitten outfit, the only sounds in the room being her moans of pleasure and the jingle of her bell dangling from her kitten collar. My cock twitched and throbbed inside her, Emily deafs causing her to cry out in ecstasy. Oh yes, oh yes, oh fuck yes, fuck pussy, fuck pussy, fuck pussy. Emily punctuated every fuck pussy with a strong thrust of her hips. In the heat of the moment, Emily pulled her shirt up, exposing her beautiful, full breast to me, her tits as hard as drill bits and her gorgeous milk mounds bouncing wonderfully as she continued to hump my cock over and over. Oh fuck, meow, meow, fuck pussy, fuck pussy, fuck pussy. Damn, this girl was really into this, I thought to myself as I watched Emily meowing in pleasure as we fucked and fucked and fucked, and then I felt it. Emily's pussy began having the most beautiful contractions around my shaft. She was coming hard. Aw, fuck pussy. Emily's cunt literally pulled the orgasm out of me and my cock fired everything I had into her. Meow. Emily squealed as her pussy accepted my gift, pulling everything into her love canal as every muscle in both our bodies contracted, paused in tension, and then released in a massive wave of overwhelming pleasure. Oh, Emily collapsed on top of me, her full breast slamming onto my chest, and both of us heaving with exhaustion. I could still feel Emily's hips still giving little pumps to my cock, almost involuntarily as she found just the right spot to masturbate herself on my shaft. She shivered through each jolt of pleasure as she glided her G-spot across my spent tool. Meow, 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 Emily whispered with each tiny thrust of her hips, the bell on her collar ringing softly. Purr, Emily sighed, closing her eyes as she allowed herself one more tiny, satisfying orgasm before melting into my arms. We held each other in silence as we tried to catch our breaths, Emily nuzzling her cheek against mine. My God, Emily, I finally managed to speak. That was unbelievable. With a cute giggle, Emily raised her head slightly and began licking my face affectionately. So, Emily whispered in my ear between licks, can I be your pet? Definitely, I kissed my new pet pussy gently on top of her head. Just then, Emily's cat hopped up on the sofa with us. Oliver, Emily took the cat with both hands. Come here, you little furball. Emily held Oliver close and stroked its head back and forth. Oliver settled into her arms and began purring like an engine motor. Curling up next to me on the sofa, Emily rested her head on my lap, a beautiful smile of sexual satisfaction and contentment on her lovely face. Good kitty, I said, scratching your head lovingly. Meow, Emily purred. Sometimes the quiet ones really do surprise you. I hope you enjoy that story. There's definitely more to come. If there's a certain type of story you would like to hear, please follow up with me on wickedashlyn.com. Go to Ask Ashlyn and just type it in. I do check my email daily and I will definitely look into it. And if you would like to learn more about me as a mistress, visit wickedashlyn.com. There you can find the kinks and fetishes I support, how to call me, the games we can play together, and my favorite part, the ways you can spoil me. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. And as always, keep wicked for me.